Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of the Daily UI UX Inspirationals. My name is Andrew Peterson, and on this podcast we will be discussing the design of web APIs. And here with me to discuss the design of web APIs is Ahno Lohi. Ahno Lohi is a French designer of APIs and coach. This is actually part two of the discussion we've had over a period of some period of time in last week, and I only published it yesterday, and today I added part two, and it's because I had said yesterday that I put out put out the part two. So there you go. With the part two of the interview or the conversation between me and Ahno Lohi. Ahno Lohi. So yeah, I've kind of been pronouncing it this way, and he says in the time we talked about the podcast, he referred to the way I pronounce his name like a German. All right, so without hesitations, let's get to it. Without further ado, let's cut to the rest of the interview.
So I think that people working on the front side, whether they are developers or designers, UX, it's interesting for them to know a little bit of what happens under the hood, on the backs, on the back end. But it's not an obligation to know exactly what is happening, because we cannot be experts on everything, but at least having a few notions of what is happening, what is technically possible, will make the discussion with the people in charge of implementing the backend, it will make this discussion more smooth, more easier. And I think that both sides should make a step toward each other. People working on back end should understand what is happening on the front end and the other. And this is something that I understand, having a knowledge of what happening, what is happening under the hood. I talk about that in my book when I talk about API design, because basically, when you design an API, you are designing an interface. It's, of course, a software interface, but it's still an interface. And you have to first focus on, as you said, make an interface which will be beautiful, make sense, and serve users. Okay. But you still have to think a little bit about what is happening under the hood to be sure what you have designed is actually implementable. And most of the time it is, but at least you have to check, because you are able to do it on yourself, or you have to talk with the people who are involved in that. But you have to check that what you design is realistic. And whether you design an API or you design a UI, you have to do that. It's really important. So for me, there is, for that matter, no difference between UI and UI design and API design.
I went through your book, the sample of your book on manning.com, and I saw something interesting. There was this illustration of the, is it Megatron Kitchen 3000, and you kind of morphed it into another illustration, that's the microwave. Yeah. Tell me about that, or let everyone that's not about
it's,
that.
It's at the beginning of the book. It's to explain the importance of identifying the real needs instead of focusing on what is happening under the hood. So basically, the Kitchen Radar 3000 is a strange kitchen appliance, and when I describe it in the book, I'd say, okay, so this appliance, there is a door and a button. So it seems that you have to put something inside it. And there is a button, and the button is labeled Magnetron On. So you're supposed, of course, that if you push this button, it will turn on something called a magnetron. But what is a magnetron? Almost nobody knows that. And then I explain what is a magnetron and how to use the kitchen radar. So basically, you have to put some food in the kitchen radar. You close the door and then you push the magnetron button. It will turn on the magnetron, which will produce radio waves. And these radio waves will hit the food inside the kitchen radar. If you want to heat this food at a power which is lower, you will have to turn on and off the magnetron at a regular pace to produce less microwave. That's a little bit annoying, and it's really not user-friendly. And all that because the people who have created this thing focus on, oh, we know that magnetron can produce a microwave that can be used to heat things. Cool, yeah, but when people want to heat things, they do not want to turn a magnetron on and off. They just want to heat food at a given power for a given time. And that's the basic interface of any microwave oven, or any oven for that matter. You have a button to select a time, another one to select the temperature or the power, and you put the food inside it and you're done. And the difference
Yeah.
between the microwave oven and the kitchen radar is a simple question. It's what do people want to do with this thing? And not how does this thing work? We don't care. Because basically, you can
Yeah.
almost use the same interface for a microwave oven or for a gas oven or an electric oven. But do not use the same technology under the hood. Of course, they do not cook at the same time, but at least they work the same way. In all this case of what you want oven, you cook food for a given time at a given power, regardless of what is happening inside it.
Such brilliant responses from Arnaud Lohi. And on that note, we draw the curtains on this particular episode. Hopefully, we'll catch you again on another one. I would like to also say, before then, I would like to say thank you very much for coming on the podcast, Arnaud Lohi. It was great to have you on here, and we appreciate the insight you shared with us. If there's one thing I did use from the discussion we've just had in the final words or the last response you made, that a user shouldn't be bothered by how things work on a particular application while they use their interface, but they should very much be concerned about what they want to do, or what the user wants to do, and how to complete those things that they want to do on the website, which kind of makes sense. It makes sense so much to me at this point, and I will have a dig into your book, guys. You should also check out Arnaud Lohi's book, The Design of Web APIs. The link to that book should be in the description of this podcast. And thank you very much once again. Thank you very much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, I would like first to thank you for inviting me. It was a real pleasure to talk about API design and design in general. And if there is only one thing that people should remember from our discussion, is that an API is an interface like any other, and whether you build this API or whether you use it, you really always have to focus on usability and sometimes think a little bit about what is actually happening under the hood. to be sure to provide, in the end, the best possible user experience.
Okay, dear listeners, so if you've been listening until now, just as I mentioned yesterday, there are product codes in the description, or there are goodies in the description of this podcast. You can look through the description for product code, the first one being PODUIUX20, and that is from Manning Publications, the publishers for Achno Lohe's book. So you can look at Achno Lohe's book through the URL in the description, and as well you can use the product codes, some of the product codes, the very last five set of product codes that you see in the description, to access Achno Lohe's book, the live online version. That is absolutely free. You can have a sample of it. You can learn or read online from manning.com, and a link to that book is in the description. So you can use that link and access or apply on your checkout, apply the product code in the description to have a 40% discount on any other product besides Achno Lohe's online version of his book on manning.com. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this podcast. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your support. Your time is an immeasurable support, and I appreciate that so much. Do share this podcast with a friend or family if you find great insight in here. And I will catch you on the next one. Stay blessed, stay safe, be awesome always. Bye bye for now.